It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. I'm your host for the day, Dan Harris. With me is the usual suspects, Mike Tagliere and Bobby Sylvester. You can find us on Twitter at DanHarris80, at Mike Tagliere NFL, and at Bobby Fantasy Pro. Boys, how you doing? How's quarantine life?
It's something, man. I mean, I'm finding the diet life to be harder and harder as the days go on, because like we got to the point where we started going through our freezer and we're finding things that have kind of been hidden there, out of sight, out of mind. And now they're starting to come up because we're running out of our stock. And I've been eating more frozen pizzas than ever.
Sounds great to me, man. Frozen pizzas. All right, baby. I'm getting pizza right after we record this podcast. I'm pretty pumped. We got the NFL draft coming up. Real sports.
Yeah, I mean, the draft coming up is something that's really kind of that, and the Michael Jordan documentary, of course, because that's going to be interesting as well. But here's the best part. What we're going to do today is going to be pretty exciting, even though we don't have any sports. So I've been thinking about the best way to introduce this concept, and here's what I came up with. We've been doing a lot of pop culture drafts lately, right? Guys, we've been doing Rock and Roll Hall of Fames and TV shows. Well, one of the ones we did were movie franchises, and one of my movie franchises was Back to the Future. And in Back to the Future 2, Marty and Doc go into the future 2015, and Marty buys this Gray's Sports Almanac, right? That he shows every... Bobby, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about.
You could be making it up, and I'd have no idea.
I'm not. It tags. You're with me, right?
Oh, 100%.
I've heard of this movie, at least.
All right. So, Bobby, this is great. I can explain it to Bobby. Gray's Sports Almanac. It gives him the result of every sporting event from 1950 to 2000. Every sporting event. So, Marty buys one and figures he's going to go back in time with the DeLorean and back to 1985 and make a little money. And of course, Biff steals it and, you know, hilarity ensues. But in the end, he basically was going to get an edge because he knew the results after he did it. And that's basically what we're introducing now with what we're calling the perfect draft. Now, this is going to be available for everyone on Friday. We have it a little early, and I'm going to stress this. Bobby and Tags know what this is because I didn't want them to be completely surprised, but they have not really used it at all. They haven't practiced on it. They really don't know. So they're going to be doing it today for the first time. It's pretty awesome. Now, come Friday, you're going to be able to go to fantasypros.com/perfectdraft and check it out, but I'm going to break it down for you as best I can. Here we go. You guys are all familiar with the draft wizard, okay? You can fly through a mock draft in 10 or 15 minutes. So that's kind of what you're going to see, pretty much almost the same thing. The difference is you're not going to be graded on a mock draft for the 2020 season. Instead, you're going to be graded on how well your team actually finished for the 2019 season. So here's basically how it works. in the perfect draft, you're transported essentially back in time. And what you're going to see is the ADP as it was entering the 2019 draft. So August 2019, that's what you're going to see. Like, Antonio Brown is going to be a top 25 player. Lamar Jackson, right, is probably going to be what? Was he a top maybe 15?
14th round, I think, is where his ADP right. was.
I should have looked at ADP during this, man.
No, you should not have, actually, and that's
Did
exactly
you
the point.
Did you cheat, Tags?
No, I didn't. That's the point. I wish I would have.
Oh, man. Tags and I made a gentleman's agreement. Do no research. Otherwise, it would just be way too easy, right? So neither of us did any research. I thought Tags cheated.
I'm pretty sure you both cheated, but we're going to find out with the scores.
Tags is going to wish he cheated for sure.
Here's a couple of things. Number one, I have learned that Tags is so incredibly competitive, like bizarrely competitive, and he acts dishonorably, as we learned during Fantasy View. So you combine that, and he's probably done 70 of these types of things. And Bobby has just probably designed some sort of algorithm just when I told him the concept to maximize the score. But either way, you're going to want to pay attention to their scores, and I'll explain in a minute. Anyway, when you get into the perfect draft, you're going to see ADP listed again, exactly as it was when you're going into the August 2019 draft. The thing is, you're going to be drafting against Draft Wizard, but they don't know that it's April of 2020. They're going to be acting as if it's a draft, again, in August of 2019, trying to draft the best team. But you do know what the best is, so you're going to be able to have that edge to put together your perfect team. Now, right now, you probably are sitting there and thinking, man, that sounds so easy. I know everybody who was good. I can draft the perfect team, but let's walk it back a little bit. You're not going to be able to basically draft the best possible team that you could off the bat for several reasons. Number one, it's a one-minute timer, and you're going to see, Bobby and Tech, because I have done this, that 1 minute goes by pretty quick when you're trying to process through your head who is really good. I know this guy was good. Should I draft him here? Whatever.
Well, this is coming from the guy who takes like 90 minutes to make each pick in our pop culture drafts, man. Like, Tags and I are going to be making these picks in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, that's more because I'm the editor-in-chief and I'm really important. So I have a lot of things going on. Way more than just our pithy little drafts over there. But yes, that's fair. I do like to think of everything. But I'll tell you what my scores were so we could see if you guys beat it.
Sure.
But here's the other thing. Like, okay, I'm not going to give anything away, okay? You guys probably want to think about drafting Lamar Jackson in this, okay? I'm not breaking any news here or anything like that. The thing is, you don't want Lamar Jackson to be your first pick, right? No. You don't want to waste your first round pick because you're not maximizing value. You don't know, you know, Lamar Jackson was whatever he was, Bobby, you mentioned it, a 12th or 13th round pick. However, you know, when you're in the Draft Wizard, you're not getting the same results every time, right?
Right.
Every once in a while, somebody's going to take that pick and maybe make him. I did one. I've done this several times. Lamar Jackson went in the 6th round in one of them, and
what?
I had waited on him. And yes, exactly. You don't know.
Oh,
so
man.
You guys have to walk
Come
that
on.
Line. I'm telling you, you got, hey, go at your own risk. This is your only chance. So that's exactly what you can do. This is also a best ball format. So it's not as if you're just saying who had the most fantasy points at the end of the year. Now, those players are obviously going to be good. But again, you're not just thinking about total fantasy points. You got to think about bye weeks, okay? Because if you've got to draft a backup at pretty much every position if you want to absolutely maximize your points. And that's what it is. It's your best ball total
Man.
Score based on each week. All right. So you guys.
One of us is going to draft like Lamar Jackson and a backup that had the same bye week, and it's just going to be a waste.
Now, that is something you got to think about. Now, off the top of your head, if you guys can, then you're better than I am, but you're going to have to say, oh, shoot, Lamar Jackson's bye. Because Lamar Jackson, his performance is good enough to pretty much start every single week other
right.
than his bye week.
Right.
So if you can remember who did really well in his bye week.
I'm hoping that in the Draft Wizard, I know it does during the Draft Wizard when you actually do mock drafts, it shows the bye week. So I'm hoping that it's showing it in there because otherwise, yes, I don't remember the bye weeks.
Yeah, I do know the answer to that, but I'm not going to tell you because I want you guys to be as surprised as possible because, again, your scores are going to lead into a little contest that we're going to have for the listeners, which I'll get to in a second. So let's just do some specifics so you know exactly how you're trying to optimize your score. It's based on a 12-team half PPR format, okay? It's normal, standard, pretty much positions. You've got one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, a tight end, a flex, a DST, and 6 bench spots. There is no kicker, okay? So you don't have to worry about who was a good kicker in week 7 versus week 9 or anything like that. When you're done, you're going to get an immediate total score, which is, again, your best lineup each week and the score added up. You're also going to see a leaderboard that's going to show you how you're going to rank against the thousands of people that are doing this. And eventually there's going to be all sorts of, you know, bells and whistles on it where you're going to see it from each position and all that sort of stuff. But the leaderboard is really good because here's what you guys, not you, Bobby and Tags, you, the listeners, are going to want to be thinking about. And that's beating the scores that Bobby and Tags are about to put up.
Good luck.
It's not going to be that difficult, trust me. And listen, when you do, okay, all you've got to do is you've got to tweet it at us, Fantasy Pros, and use the hashtag #PerfectDraft. And eventually you're going to be entered into a contest to win, and Tags, I know you're going to appreciate this, a signed Amari Cooper helmet. So nice. That's our latest contest, okay? If you beat both Bobby and Tags, and again, all of this will be spelled out come Friday at fantasypros.com/perfectdraft, then you're going to be entered into a contest to win a free Amari Cooper helmet. So the leaderboard is really, really fun. So how are you guys feeling? You feel like you've got the deal here?
I feel good. I just hope Bobby honored our gentleman's agreement that we would not.
Have we really not done this? Can you at least please? I asked you not to do this. You didn't, right?
Yeah, I swear. I didn't practice whatsoever. Didn't do any research.
I promise. I pulled it up just to make sure that I was able to access
it. Exactly.
And then I clicked off of it.
Correct. And that is the one thing I want to be fully transparent because that's what we are here. I said, go into the room, see what it's going to look like. And that's it. And again, once they go into the room, once they click, go into that room, they're on the timer immediately from the minute. So the one thing is a couple of other further I've been talking about.
I mean, at least I know who I'm picking number one overall. Like I have a full minute to think about everything else. Well, yeah.
I'm gonna have a spoiler. You guys are actually both going to be picking from the number one pick. Okay, so that means you've got your chance of whoever you want. When you guys, the listeners, do it, you can do it from whatever spot you want. You can be the first pick. You can do it second, 12th. You can and should try to maximize it from every single pick that you can possibly do because you never know what score you're going to get. So spoiler alert, guys.
Yeah, pro tip, go 101.
Yeah, go 101. Or why, you know?
You can McCaffrey, go 103 and still get McCaffrey, man.
There it is. You can go 103 and get McCaffrey. But we're going to make sure that you can, you know, you're both drafting from the same spot. So we're going to do Tags. I'm going to have Bobby go first. So Tags, you're going to have to step off when we do it in 2 seconds. And you're not going to be able to get the benefit of Bobby's incredible insight when he does this.
I've got a strategy, man. I've been trying to get Dan to talk about this longer and longer and longer so I can think about my strategy as this is going on.
Yeah, it's true. Bobby's always looking for an edge. Just a couple of things, because Bobby, I know, you know, we all love Pick Predictor, right? That's going to tell you the chances that the player is going to be available in the next round. That's gone. All right. We don't want to give you too many advantages. No Pick Predictor, my friend.
Shoot,
you
have got, man.
I know. That's your whole strategy out the window.
You asked how I'm feeling about this. I usually talk a big game and lots of trash. I'm super nervous, man. Like, not only is there a chance that I just get destroyed by Tags, I think I'm going to beat him. But there's a chance I just get completely humiliated because I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, this one's odd, man. And knowing that we're going to get the results right away is pretty exciting.
I'm going to tell you guys that I probably have done this, I don't know, at this point, 10 times or something like that. The first time you do it, it's a little jarring. It's a little jarring because you're like, I am legitimately a fantasy analyst. Why am I choking right now with that clock? And there's where I'll have you guys mute your screen. But there's going to be a clock, and when it gets down to the end, that clock is going to kind of start yelling at you a little bit and making you a little more nervous. There's also GIFs, and I'm sorry I say GIF, not GIF.
Nobody knows, man.
the creator said GIF, so I'm going to go with that. When you make a good pick, there's going to be a little GIF that pops up, usually of somebody clapping or something like that. There's going to be applause from the audience. When you make a bad pick, perhaps, you're going to get a little booed or razz or something like that. So there's a lot of all that stuff going on. And with all that going on, man, it's a lot of pressure right now. Plus, I know you guys want to beat. Now, I'll lay it out for you. I believe the first time I did this, I had a score of about 2730-ish. So 2730. Just so you know, that means nothing to you, but you can know when you pull up your score. That's about where you is. And I think I've topped out at about 2790. So if you guys go past there, more power to you. But are you guys ready?
Ready.
I'm ready. Okay. Tags has a full 10 minutes. He has a huge advantage getting to think about it for 10 minutes. I'm probably going to do the research.
That's right. No research, Tags. No looking into bye weeks.
I'm not. I'm actually doing something for a totally different article that I'm working on. So.
Yeah, right.
Always working. All right, Tags, why don't you step off here and Bobby and I'll get started, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. All right, Tags has left the room. Bobby, are you ready to go?
I'm ready, baby. Let's do this.
All right, jump right in. Let's see what we've got.
All right, let me mute this bad boy. And draft is loading right now. All right, it's counting down already. I've got 57 seconds to decide between Saquon, Kamara, and Christian McCaffrey. Now, I'm going to tell you guys right up front, this is what I'm going to do. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bench spots. I'm going to draft one defense. I'm going to draft one quarterback. I'm going to draft 3 running backs, and the rest are going to be wide receivers and tight ends. In best ball, that tends to work very well. It's just a matter of if your running backs can stay healthy. Now, I know the running backs are going to stay healthy because I know what they've already done. So I'm drafting Christian McCaffrey first overall. After that, I'm probably going to go running back in round 2 and 3, depending on what's available. I don't exactly remember ADP, and we didn't do any research, but I think that I can get Derrick Henry, so I'm getting a plan on doing that. Christian McCaffrey right now. 15 seconds left already. I've barely been talking. Let's go.
That's a good pick. I'm gonna have a spoiler alert. That's a really good pick. Christian McCaffrey, number one. Interesting. I get punting the second defense, but we'll see about the rest of it. Go ahead. What do you got looking at your board? You got plenty of players left. You can sort by position.
Aaron Jones was great. Derrick Henry's still there. I'm going to get Aaron Jones and Derrick Henry back-to-back, no doubt about it. Let me see. Michael Thomas did not fall. I don't remember. His ADP, I think, was around 11 or 12, so I didn't think he would. But just in case, I wanted to check. Let's see, O.J. Howard. Oh, boy.
O.J. Howard would be a great pick right here. Great pick for a second round.
Oh, he would be awesome. I'm going Aaron Jones right now. All right, and it sounds like things are going well. I just heard some cheering. I meant to hit mute. And then I'm going Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And I'm done with running backs. I'm not even thinking about a running back anymore.
Yeah, I will say that you had the Fred Savage in Wonder Years, you know, thumbs up for the Aaron Jones pick, so everybody liked it. All right, you're back on the clock here. You've got 3 running backs. Are you going wide receiver?
I'm almost definitely going wide receiver. Now, I want to take my full 50 seconds to start planning for what I'm going to do in the future. I'm almost certainly going Cooper Kupp because I know he struggled really bad at the end of the year, but his first 8 weeks, I'm going to use him almost every single week in best ball.
This is something that you want to think about because guys who've had like boom weeks, you know, those guys are going to be huge in a best ball format.
Kenny Galladay's gone. I was really thinking I would get him and Kenny Galladay here. DJ Moore is probably going to be my next pick after Cooper Kupp. I got 25 seconds. Let me check tight end. I'm going to be waiting for Mark Andrews. I don't want to miss out on the Patriots. I don't want to miss out on Lamar Jackson.
15 seconds, Bobby. You can't take too much time. Make sure you're okay.
I'm going Cooper Kupp.
Okay. All right. Now, who went right before that, by the way, was Chris Godwin, who would have made a phenomenal pick.
Oh, yes,
in
he
this
would
format.
Have.
He went right before you. Yeah, that's where you got to start thinking about it when you're thinking about the running backs. Henry might have made it back to you.
I think Cooper Kupp outscored Chris Godwin last year in fantasy football. It was really close, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Because Cooper Kupp was just, he was the number 2 fantasy wideout through 8 weeks, man.
Yeah, but I think he really tailed off. I think Godwin was above him. But
so basically
matter,
what I'm going to do is I'm going to get Cooper Kupp for the first half, Devontae Parker for the second half, and that's one elite wide receiver who's better than Michael Thomas. So I am going to go with DJ Moore. I'm trying to plan out my next couple rounds, though, now. After this, I'm going to be going Lamar Jackson. I'm not taking a chance that I miss out. That would just be awful.
Yeah, and it has happened in the past. So this is where you really got to think about your strategy here. So you're going DJ Moore then?
I'm going DJ Moore. Yep.
Okay. All right. I mean, I don't think that's a bad pick. I've certainly used him at some point. You didn't get a positive GIF, but not a negative GIF either. So it's probably a
decent
pick right now. Now you're looking, Bobby. I want to make you aware. Look at your running backs. Both Jones and Derrick Henry have a bye week 11.
Ooh, that's very nice of you to say.
It's very nice. And Christian McCaffrey and DJ Moore byes in week 7. So you might want to think about that. Bye weeks are up there as we were talking about.
Let me take a quick look at running backs. Latavius Murray would be the guy that I would likely pick. I don't believe there's anybody else who had monster weeks, and Latavius Murray had several of them. However, I don't recall if Latavius Murray was incredible in week 11 or not. I don't think he was a starting running back.
There's almost no way for you to know that at this point.
I don't think he was. I think that Kamara's injury came a little bit sooner, week 6 or 7. I'm going to stick with it and just punt that position. Now, I know I'm going Lamar Jackson this round. I know it seems early. I'm not taking any chances. So I'm just talking out my strategy now because I'm not going to lose out on a running back spot for any week. I'm just going to pass my flex over to a wide receiver. So Lamar Jackson coming off the board here. I just panicked and thought that I picked Jameis Winston over Lamar Jackson, like clicked the wrong button because I can't see around my microphone. That would have been bad, man. That would have been real. I mean, he was good last year in fantasy, but
it doesn't kill you. It doesn't kill you, but it's certainly going to hurt your overall score if you would have done that. Yeah, tight end, I see you looking at right now. This is tough. There are some good tight ends still available.
Mark Andrews, Darren Waller are the two that I'm going to get.
Yep.
So I'm going to wait one more round on Mark Andrews. Let me go get myself a wide receiver now who had a couple big weeks.
Yep. This is hard. And again, you've got to scroll down at this point because some guys who are really low in ADP might be good picks coming up.
Yeah, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm taking so many wide receivers. I'm just going to wait until they come up on the board.
That's fair.
I'm going to take Courtland Sutton right now because he's by far the best on the screen.
Yep.
He had a good season.
So let's quickly right now walk through your draft, what you've got. You've got Lamar Jackson at quarterback. You've got Christian McCaffrey, Aaron Jones, and Derrick Henry in your flex. For wide receiver, you've got Cooper Kupp, DJ Moore, and Courtland Sutton. It's a good team so far, Bobby, but you got a long way to go.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped about it.
And I will say, by the way, right before your last pick, there were a bunch of running backs, a guy you did not target, which was Austin Eckler, who also had a couple of monstrous weeks early on as well. He went right before your last pick, but you had obviously filled up on running back. But
yeah, that's a good one. He did nothing in week 11, though. The second half of the season, he was catching some passes, but half PPR, that's not as important.
Also fair. More of an early season pick. But go ahead. What are you thinking now? You got 30 seconds.
Sure. I'm not seeing anybody I absolutely love at wide receiver right now. Coming up the next few rounds, Deebo Samuel really turned it on at the end of the season. I'm going to be getting him for sure. Tight end. Let me see. When do I need to take the Patriots? I don't need to take the Patriots until the second to last round. Mark Andrews. I'm going to go ahead and grab him right now before it's too late.
Mark Andrews, not a bad pick. Yeah, you get the U-Smart GIF over there from that. So obviously, Draft Wizard approved. So all right, your team is looking pretty good right now. Yeah, the Patriots have 151 on ADP, so we're not close there. You can probably get away with it for a while. This is tough. You can also, Bobby, if you can't find somebody because you're scrolling down, they're too low, you can Control F on your screen to find a name, which is a little pro tip there if you know who you want to take or anything
like
that.
So I'm seeing DJ Chark. I'm definitely going to take him later. I'm seeing Devontae Parker. I'm definitely going to take him later. AJ Brown, I'm going to take later. Marquise Brown had a monster week. I might take him just for that one week, man. Let's see here. Okay, I've got my plan. I'm going to go with Deebo Samuel right now, just in case somebody reaches for him. It's possible that somebody would have.
No, you were definitely getting to the point where he could be taken. That's where you got to try to maximize what you've got left. So you see all these guys going off the board. None of them would have helped you anyway, right? N'Keal Harry, DeSean Jackson, Vance McDonald, you know. So you're in good shape right now. All the guys you were eyeing are still there. There's plenty of options at every position, and it seems like you got a good strategy going on. I'm impressed so far.
Thank you. Somebody might reach for Darren Waller, but not his ADP was 205, so I don't need to take him quite yet. I'm going to keep loading up on wide receivers. I'm going to look at running backs just to make sure I'm not missing out on somebody very clear. Ronald Jones had a couple big weeks, and I think one of them was right around that 10, 11, 12 stage. So if I could get him in week 11, that'd be nice, but I'm not going to take any chances. I'll be fine with wide receivers in the flex. I'm going to go ahead and just get my guys now because I know some people were reaching for A.J. Brown. I'm not going to let anybody beat me to the punch on A.J. Brown or Devontae Parker, so I'm going to take them back-to-back right here.
AJ Brown, again, another buy for week 11. You've got, you know, week 11 might be a little weak spot for you there. And
that's right. We got six bench spots. I'll be all right.
That's right. You've used two of them so far, and now Parker.
I'm not even going to take the full clock. I'm just going to keep moving because I feel like I have a pretty good game plan.
Do it, man. There's no rule that says you've got to think about it. I love your confidence right now. You're just busting them out. It's perfect.
It's feeling good. Oh, no. Darren Waller came off the board. What the heck? Who is that guy?
This is what it is. This is exactly what you need to be thinking about. When you wait and you think, oh, I'm just going to be able to get that guy, you never know because you have no idea what the AI that runs your competitors are going to do.
Man,
so now you
got to
regroup.
Foolish.
45 seconds.
Yeah, I do need to regroup. I'm going to spend this whole time figuring out who I'm going to take at tight end. Noah Fant had a couple big weeks. TJ Hawkinson had one big week, and it was in week one, but Mark Andrews also had a big week then.
10 seconds left. The pressure is on right now.
Yes, it is.
Yep. Bobby is frantically searching for his pick. He's looking at tight end. He's looking at wide receiver. 1 second.
Noah Fant got him. That's really frustrating, man. Oh, I missed out on tight end. I hope Tags makes the same mistake. It's probably not going to happen. Who was the other wide receiver I said I did not want to miss out on? It was DJ Chark. I'm taking him right now. I got messed up so bad on Darren Waller that I'm not taking another chance here. I'm going to get DJ Chark.
You sure you don't want to take the guy right ahead of DJ Chark, Dez Bryant? In ADP?
I think I probably will not be doing that.
Okay, that's a good idea. I like
my DST.
Style.
I'm going to go ahead and grab the Patriots now.
Yeah, you've got two spots left, a DST and then one bench spot. So you have no backup DST and no backup quarterback, huh? All right. One spot left. Your last spot, what's it going to be?
I'm going to look really quick to see if I can find a wide receiver who had a couple big games. Otherwise, I'm going to go back to DST and just take either the 49ers or the Ravens. Maybe the Chiefs, they had a couple big games as well. All right, scrolling through here. I got 42 seconds left. Plenty of time. Rashad Perryman, that's who I'm taking. He was a monster at the end of the season. However, I've already got a lot of end of the season guys. I got Devontae Parker, AJ Brown, Deebo Samuel were great at the end of the season.
Correct.
So maybe I won't go with him. Terry McLaurin was great at the start of the season. It was only 3 or 4 weeks, though. So do I want Perryman for 3 or 4 weeks or McLaurin for 3 or 4 weeks? Or do I want a DST? The Patriots were awesome, but not the entire season. Who closed out the season really well as a DST? I think it was the Chiefs. I'm going to go ahead and take the Kansas City Chiefs last round.
Oh, boy. All right. All right. Interesting. Okay. Let's see what we've got then. Do it and get your score.
What was your highest score? Like 2,700?
2,790.
2,756 is what I got.
2,756. That is really, really solid for your first effort, actually. 2,756.3. Okay, so that...
If I would have got Waller, man, oh, I would have been near the top of the leaderboard.
But that's what it is. That's part of what we're doing here is that you can't exactly just sit there and say, oh, I definitely know I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to be great. So 2756, man, that's impressive, Bobby. I'm not going to lie. That's an impressive score. All right, well, that's the mark that our listeners and Tags has to beat. So let's bring back in Tags here. All right, Tags is back. Tags, I'm not going to lie. You have an uphill battle.
Really?
If you want to be Bobby, he was...
Of course. Why do you act surprised, Tags?
I mean, I shouldn't act surprised because Bobby probably broke our bet.
Yeah, I don't know. The way how good Bobby was at that whole thing and the way he broke it down, I don't know. Now, there were some misses, which we're going to talk about after your draft is done because...
Oh, man, there was one huge miss.
There was one big one that he was outraged at, and at one point he...
And it's not going to happen to Tags, because I just got super unlucky. There's no way that they're going to reach this much in Tags' draft. It was like a once-in-20 drafts type of thing.
It's part of the beauty of the perfect draft, man. I mean, you can't miss out.
I know it's great, but I really wish that it was just fair and that Tags wasn't cheating again.
I mean, yeah, you know it's going to happen at the same... There's going to be some player. It may not be the same one, but something's going to happen.
Yeah, somebody always, it happened. I told you I was doing one once and I missed out on Jackson because somebody took him in, I don't remember what it was, the fifth or sixth round, so it was early. But anyway, we're going to get Tags started here in a second. But before we do, I want to remind everybody, not only are we doing the contest with the perfect draft where you can win a signed Amari Cooper helmet, but we're also doing another contest, which you can find over at fantasypros.com/contest, where we're giving away an Alvin Kamara signed helmet. To be entered into that, all you need to do is leave a review for the podcast, either on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, and send a screenshot of that review to contest@fantasypros.com. Again, that gets you automatically entered into the contest to win a signed Alvin Kamara helmet. All right, Tags, how are you? How are you feeling? Are you ready? I'm going to give you Bobby's score, which will mean absolutely nothing to you, but you're going to know as soon as it comes up. He got 2,756.3. So just have that number right in your head as you're going through this, that's what you need to beat.
Fair,
all right?
Fair. Got it.
And since had 10 minutes to like think about it and everything, you had that big advantage. I get to sit in here and talk trash to you the whole time. Like mock your picks and everything. I'm going to do it.
If you are ready, we are ready. Go ahead into it.
All right, here we go. Clicking on it, and obviously I'm going to get the 101. So, I mean, I'm taking Christian McCaffrey. That's not any debate because he would be gone by the time that I picked again. So Christian McCaffrey will be my 101 pick. And so it's going to go on a snake, right? So I'm not going to have a pick until like 212.
That is correct.
All right. So McCaffrey is my first pick. And I'm just like waiting to see who's going to be there. This is like the round when I started thinking, I'm like, all right, this round is going to be weird depending on who falls to this area.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. So the guys, I mean.
You can also look in cheat sheets, by the way. So that sometimes is a little easier to see everybody who's left if you want to do that. But you can look however you want. Sort it by position tags above, whatever you're thinking there.
I'm going to get two picks here. So I'm going to continue to go with these running. I'm going to take Aaron Jones here. Because he's going to, I mean, I get two picks, and Jones is somebody that had massive, massive weeks. So in a best ball format, that's going to be huge. Sad to see. All right, so Derrick Henry's there, but he had some weird, I want to go running backs because I know I can find wide receivers later in the draft, and none of the wide receivers here, like Amari had some good weeks, but he had some down weeks, like as usual. Gurley, no.
Texas, plenty of time here, still 40 seconds roughly, so.
The one player I'm debating here is Godwin. Because he might not last until
in the third round,
until the 4-5 turn. I don't know if he's going to, and I think I could probably get a running back that I'd want soon. So yeah, I'm actually going to, I think I'm going to reach here and go Godwin, because
interesting.
He's there's no guarantee he's going to be back there. That's why I hate drafting on the turn. I want to be clear about that. That's why I probably wouldn't pick to go 101. Historically, it's better, but I'm gonna go Godwin. I'm gonna reach here a little bit.
I went Derrick Henry there. So we both went McCaffrey Jones. I went Derrick Henry, and I missed on Godwin.
Godwin went two picks before Bobby's fourth round pick, Tex. So I think that's probably the right move. Although, is Derrick Henry still available for you if you want him here?
Let's see. I do not see him on my board. No, he's not there.
You big jerk.
He's gone. So that's one of the trade-offs that you got to do. But you do have Godwin.
Have fun with Matt Breida in the 10th round.
All right. So Eckler's there. There's so many wide receivers that you could have gotten later rounds. That's the part that's like frustrating to me right now.
It's never too early to take Lamar Jackson, Tags.
AJ Green's still there, Tags. He's looking at you right in the face. He's coming up on ADP.
Well, you know that's not happening. All right, let's see. The running backs that I'm debating here, Mark Ingram, I know he finished well. He didn't have massive weeks, but he was pretty consistent. Mm-hmm. Eckler's there, but he's going to be able to be had at the next turn. I know that. He was not going that early. I guess it depends on when we pull this ADP from. Ooh. You know what? Let's snag the consistency in Ingram, I think, here.
Wow.
So at least I know he provides me with a floor.
Yeah. And to be clear, Eckler is 72 in ADP, Mark Ingram 44. So there is sort of that trade-off when you're making the pick.
Yeah, and this 72, like right now, what pick are we at overall? So this is 49 overall. So Eckler, man, that's close. That's really close. I don't want to do it, though. Kupp had some really big weeks, but the injuries hurt him a lot.
Tags right now is sitting with Christian McCaffrey, Aaron Jones, Chris Godwin, and Mark Ingram in his flex. And Tags, one thing, again, I said to Bobby, Christian McCaffrey and Chris Godwin have the same bye week, week 7. So just FYI, I know you don't have it off the top of your head who's great in that week, but that's going to be a weak spot for you when you're thinking about your total score.
That's fine. I'm debating here Jarvis Landry. Debating him because like this is the round. Like I don't feel like I need to reach for players yet, but
Bobby thought that too when he missed out on the player that would have made his entire draft.
I probably would have broke the world record.
9 seconds.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna take Jarvis Landry.
All right.
I just feel like there's some consistency. He had some big weeks mixed in there too. I thought about Cooper Kupp, but he had some injuries and he really sucked the second half of the year.
You know when Jarvis Landry didn't have a big week? In week 7 when he had a bye along with Chris Godwin and Christian McCaffrey.
I know.
Don't punt a week.
Oh,
don't punt
man.
A week. Bobby, how you feeling right now, by the way, huh?
Oh, no.
I think Tags is doing a good job. I think I'm going to beat him, but I think I got
Eckler
it.
Went off the board one
yeah,
pick
baby,
before
woo!
Me.
Right pick before, yeah.
All right, now I feel great. Now I think I'm going to win.
I had this turn mapped out, dude.
Yeah, this is why, man. This is why you can't, you know, with the draft wizard, you can't map it out. It depends on, you know, every single draft.
Right.
I mean, again,
I'm reaching on Lamar Jackson here. I am not going to wind up without Lamar Jackson.
Oh, that's man, if you risked it, that would be awesome.
No, I'm not. I would not do that.
I took him at this turn, too. I took him at the 6.
Correct. Right here is where Bobby took the plunge as well.
All right.
So.
Let's see. All right. So I'm back.
Running back gets really thin, guys. I mean, that's the thing right now. Once you get past here.
And Kenyon Drake's bye week is in week 5. He's someone that Miles Sanders, there was too many bad weeks. Kenyon Drake, when he went to Arizona, he was a stud. He was like legitimately a top 3 running back. So I'm going to take Kenyon Drake here. It just makes too much sense. There's nobody in this range that I feel like I need to reach on. It was going to be Eckler and Lamar Jackson, but I was one pick off there, and that might be a blunder on my part. Now, to be fair, Austin Eckler had a lot of down weeks. He wasn't like a stud all the time. I know he finished as like a top 5 half PPR running back, but
by the way, in my opinion, the Austin Eckler Kenyon Drake combo is really good, right? That's the really good best ball combo because Austin Eckler is really good in the beginning.
It's a good call.
All right, what else you got, Tags? What are you looking at here? You've got still a wide receiver spot open. Your tight end spot is still
open.
They
are, and being on the turn, it's like you have two picks, and then you have to wonder like when these players are going to go. Tight end, I'm waiting. I know I'm going to snag Darren Waller late, but I'm trying to figure out when I want to take Mark Andrews. I think that's the duo I'm going to go with at tight end. We have a week 8 bye week and a week 6, so I don't feel like I need to go there.
20 seconds left, Tags.
Oh, man. It goes faster than you would think.
Yeah,
it does. That is part of it. That's why we didn't want to give you any heads up. 10 seconds.
I feel like I'm reaching a little bit on this one, but I'm going to go with DK Metcalf.
I thought about taking him too.
Now, he probably would have been gone, my guess is, by the next one.
Tags, I almost got auto-picked once, man. I had 1 second left, and I pulled the trigger on some bum.
All right, so
it's not his best pick.
So Devontae Parker and AJ Brown are two like guys that I'm gonna take. So I have to figure out like how I want to load this team up. I'm actually not gonna wait on Mark Andrews. I know there were some people higher on him, and it's possible that he comes off the board. So I'm gonna take Mark Andrews here because I know there's wide receivers I can get later. Running back, I feel pretty good about. I might mix in another one just like that might have had a few big weeks, but I'm gonna take Mark Andrews. I think crap. But is Austin Hooper better?
20 seconds left. Yeah, that's the thing. Oh. I know. Mark Andrews, Austin Hooper right there.
Man, tough. I'm so torn on this one.
Oh. I just like listening to Tag struggle.
Me too. It's awesome.
6 seconds.
I'm quite literally ordering a pizza as you're doing this draft.
I'm going to go Mark Andrews.
Good call. You did the right call.
It's a good one, Tags. And that is what Bobby did as well. So let me just recap it for you. Lamar Jackson, Christian McCaffrey, Aaron Jones, Chris Godwin, Jarvis Landry, DK Metcalf, Mark Andrews, Mark Ingram, and Kenyon Drake right now. Tags, what are you looking at here?
All right. So this is, I mean, I think I'm going back to the wide receiver. So I have 5 bench spots remaining. And this is where it's like you start getting the players that you know had a good season that you don't have to worry about them coming off the board. So it looks like John Brown went. Yeah, he did. I was hoping to get John Brown here, but it's fine because he wasn't necessarily great in best ball. He was more consistent. So it was more about filling those voids, whereas like maybe my studs had a bad week. I'm just going to reach for AJ Brown here, I think.
I think it's right.
Yeah,
I think it's
I don't
right.
think I need to, but it's either him or Devontae.
It's a dead spot in the draft, man. Like if you don't reach for him now, you can't get your other guys later. You know what I mean?
Also, by the way, I have done this where I've said I don't want to reach for this person, and then I wound up filling up all my spots while not reaching, and then being like, oh, I don't have enough for Brown and Devontae Parker or something like that. You know?
All right.
You want to get by. So you went with Brown there.
Yeah. And all right, so I'm looking at running back now, and Kareem Hunt's still there, and Carlos Hyde's still there, so Ronald Jones and whatever. But Kareem Hunt had some good weeks. He was actually just as good as Nick Chubb once he joined the team. Like, I think he finished with, like, maybe one or two fewer PPR points. Holding on to him was, like, the worst thing ever. But in a best ball format, it's actually not terrible, especially considering what's on the board. Now, Carlos Hyde's there, but his ADP was later. I might be able to get him later. So I'm actually going to grab Kareem Hunt here because the bye week...
Yeah, you're okay with bye weeks.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm going to take Kareem Hunt. It just feels like he's a starting running back that's going to be put in the starting lineup in best ball.
Now, again, it's half PPR, and he was really involved in the passing game, so that does sort of benefit him. Now, I mean, there is something, Tags, when we're looking at your team, and we'll see how it breaks down at the end because you can do it week by week. You've got a lot of bye weeks in weeks 7 and 8. Now, I don't know how that's necessarily going to affect you, and it's hard for you to think about that right now without knowing who is great in week 7 and week 8.
That's true.
That's something. So you've got 3 bench spots and a DST left.
All right, so defense, I'm going to look at the Patriots are definitely going to be the team that I'm going to attack at defense, but I don't know if I need to go there right now.
They were Bobby's 3rd round pick, to be clear.
I went Christian McCaffrey, Lamar Jackson, and the Patriots defense.
Oh, man, I feel like I need to go hide with these bye week issues. I don't know, though.
I love how much this is stressing Tags out, by the way. You could see it.
I hate it.
You can hear it in his voice.
If he loses, man, it's going to ruin his whole week.
Yeah, I know. He's very competitive, as we said. 15 seconds, Tags.
All right, I'm going to take Hyde. He was a consistent running back. He didn't offer much upside, but those running back weeks, I just want to make sure I have him covered. All right, and then I have one more pick.
I took a 0 at running backs, man. In week 11, I took a 0, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not great. All right.
It was great. My score is great.
We'll see. His score was good. I'm not going to lie. All right, where are you thinking here? You got a DST and 2 bench spots.
Wait a minute. Darren Waller was picked?
Yeah, baby. Oh, yes. Let's go.
What
That's
the
exactly
hell?
What happened to
Tags,
me, dude.
That
yes.
is exactly what happened to Bobby. Exactly.
That's a
game
Waller.
Over. You might as well not even finish. It's over, baby.
No.
That was a big one.
Let's see.
That was
10,
a big one.
10.
Right before
that
Tags
does hurt.
Pick.
That hurts quite a bit.
Yep.
Man, I was ready to cry on the live stream, dude.
On
the video.
20 seconds left, Tags. 20 seconds. Regroup.
You know what? I'm just going to grab my defense because I need time. I'm going to go Patriots here. I'm not even going to mess around with that.
So you've got 2 left, Tags.
Right.
2 spots
so
left.
So Devontae Parker's getting on the team. That's happening.
And I will say now, you're going to be going into a best ball without a backup tight end or a backup quarterback, one or the other at least. So that is part of the strategy here.
It is.
And Mark Andrews was horrible for half the season.
The tight end, without grabbing Waller or Hooper.
I shouldn't have said that. I'm sure Tags would have figured it out on his own, but that might cost me, like, I might not beat him by 500 instead of 400.
Jason Witten, he's right there for
no,
you.
No, I don't
Jason
want Witten. I'm debating. I'm so Mike Gesicki was there, Dallas Goedert. Those guys were close.
Yeah, it's tough. Don't get a guy with bye week eight, though, tags. So be careful on that. 20 seconds left for tags to find a tight end who is not horrible as he tries to figure out somebody who is decent in random weeks. He's slowly going to Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, that's where I think I'm going to go.
Yeah. I went Noah Fant. That was the guy I took with 1 second left on the
clock. All right, here we go, tags. What is your total score? 26-51.
Not good.
Not anywhere
World
close.
Champion, baby. Nope. And I get pizza for lunch.
Yeah, I totally like overlooked the whole bye week issue. Like in best ball, I'm typically used to like having like a 20-round draft. Oh, man. That is brutal.
That was rough, wasn't it, man? It was really stressful.
So let's break this down a little bit. First of all, Bobby trounced this one. Okay, he won by over 100 points on the season. And again, tags, your score is not terrible. It's not great, but it's not terrible. Bobby's score was highly impressive. So Bobby is a winner. Now, for our contest, you've got to beat both of them. All right, so Bobby, at the very least, has set the bar high. But to be entered into our contest for the Amari Cooper helmet, you've got to beat both of them. But why don't we break it down? What Tags is looking at right now, if you're watching on YouTube, our channel, youtube.com/fantasypros, you'll be able to see this. But Tags, for the people on the podcast, explain what you're looking at right now.
I am looking at every week broken down. It tells me the score of each week. And like you can clearly see where your weak points. Dan mentioned it. You know, in week seven, I scored 119 points, which was like, it looks like it's my lowest of, yeah, it's definitely my lowest.
Yeah, go through a couple of your weeks, actually, so you can see the difference between the rest of your weeks and week seven and eight, where you were dealing with a lot of bye weeks.
Yeah, for sure. So week seven, I mean, like my starting running back, Kenyon Drake filled the RB2 slot with 7.3 points. DK Metcalf was my wide receiver three with 5.3 points. My flex, Ingram, 5.8. And then week eight, I didn't have a quarterback in there. Even though the Patriots defense scored 21, I had no quarterback. And that
should have had Cooper Kupp, man. He scored 32 that week.
That's the thing that I probably like overlooked all of it, is like having the backup quarterback. Because Lamar Jackson, I was like, all right, well, even if he's not there for 1 week, he's going to carry me the other weeks. And
yeah, it's one thing if you don't have a backup DST, because that's like, what, 8 points lost? Backup quarterback, you lose like 25 points.
Yeah.
The biggest thing with that is that you legitimately, with Lamar Jackson, are looking for 1 week. And off the top of your head, how are you supposed to remember who was great in week eight, right? You could draft somebody who was good, like let's say Winston. I have no idea how Winston did in week eight.
I remember Ryan Fitzpatrick was great at the end of the season as a streaming quarterback. You had a couple guys, Gardner Minshew, in the middle of the season, but week eight, I don't know if Minshew was great.
I honestly meant to grab someone like Josh Allen is who I was like trying to.
Yes.
But the thing is, I honest to God, throughout the entire thing, it was almost just like I the picks were coming up and I didn't realize like what I was missing. Like this is where the no plan comes in, where it's like we weren't able to prepare for it. And I would have been much more prepared for it had I like practiced it. But I mean, this is on me for not like realizing, hey, you don't have a backup tight end. You don't have a back. I should have let tight end go, because tight end, even then, correct, if I miss 1 week, it's like 7 points. I should have grabbed.
And Andrews was just garbage for so many weeks, man.
He was, but that's, yeah, what was Waller. So here's the thing with Waller. I posted this before. There was only one. I posted that on Twitter months ago. I said there was one tight end in 2019 that scored at least 7 PPR points in every single game. And the only one was Darren Waller. And so I knew that he would give me the floor and that Andrews would give me the high points. So I was like, that's why that duo just like made so much sense. But yep, missing out on Waller,
it was legitimately a carbon copy of what happened to Bobby. Legitimately, Waller went right before he was about to take him and he freaked out. And he did. He drafted Noah Fant with 1 second left on the clock, like right before.
He wasn't bad, actually. He filled in the weeks pretty decently.
Yeah, it's hard. And again, the best part about this is we didn't let either of you guys practice this whatsoever. You guys, the listeners, you can go research all you want. You can do this 1,000 times if you want in an effort to beat them, and you're going to be able to do it once you sort of plan it out.
Oh, you're going to beat me, that's for sure.
We've got a really cool tool. I'm actually on it right now. If you just Google Fantasy Pros Fantasy Leaders, you can pull it up and you can sort by week. I'm looking at week eight right now. Who are the best quarterbacks? Matt Schaub was number 9 fantasy, yeah, quarterback. Gardner Minshew, I was right, was number 6. That's who I thought about taking. But I just didn't want to completely waste a pick, and there was a chance. The number 1 quarterback that week, Daniel Jones, 28 fantasy points.
Daniel Jones was actually, so in terms of best ball, Daniel Jones was really freaking good.
He was
actually
wasn't
someone
he?
I debated along with Josh Allen, because Daniel Jones, I want to say that there was only 3 quarterbacks with multiple top 10 finishes over the entire season, like single game performances, and Daniel Jones is one of them.
Yeah, he was definitely, he had tons of boom weeks and tons of horrific bust weeks. But yeah, in a best ball format, yeah, he's going to single-handedly win you week. And you can see tags. I mean, that's really the difference. If you take your week seven, 119 points that you're putting up there, right? And you put that, you know, the week before was 163. The week before that was 186. You know, if you can get, you know, avoid those real down weeks, that's really going to prop up your score. Because, you know, you lost to Bobby. Bobby had a great score, but it's just 100 points better. If you can up the week seven by 40 points in week eight.
If you would have got Waller, man, you might have beat me.
Well, that's the thing. I took Andrews. I wonder if I would have been better with Hooper instead of Andrews. Like, I mean, but then again, Hooper did get hurt, so he missed a couple games. So that would have definitely hurt. Because I was debating between Andrews and Hooper because I was like, all right, I'll take the upside with Andrews because I can get the floor with Waller. But
so right. Tags, I got to hear your draft. I only drafted three running backs. I went McCaffrey, Jones, and Henry in rounds 1, 2, 3. Then I just completely punted it. And I drafted like 89 wide receivers. So I got Kupp, DJ Moore, Cortland Sutton, Debo Samuel, AJ Brown, Devontae Parker, and DJ Chark.
Wow.
Yeah. Chark is a guy who I frequently forgot.
Yeah, Chark, he didn't cross my mind for whatever reason.
It's always, you always think of Brown and Parker. Those are the two guys who always come in and be like, I'm just going to grab those guys late.
I thought about McLaurin too, Terry McLaurin, because he had some big weeks, but.
Yeah, I thought about McLaurin. Rashad Perriman was absolutely so good at the end of the season, but I had all the end of the season guys with Samuel and AJ Brown and Parker. Tags, you didn't go back up defense, did you?
I did not take a backup defense. I had the Patriots. So I had no backup defense and quarterback.
So yeah, but the Patriots were great overall, but look at a couple of their weeks after week nine through week 16. How many weeks did they have below 10 points for you?
One, two, three, four, five, yeah. Six. Well, six if you include their bye week, yeah.
So I went with the Chiefs because they were so good at the end of the season, and I used them almost every week in the second half of the season. They were pretty good, man.
Well, I mean, as I said, I screwed up the no backup quarterback and no backup defense. It didn't make up. It's not just the bye week, though, either, because it's just like saying that you're riding the ups and downs of that player's performances. And Lamar Jackson, as great as he was, he had a week five, 14.4 points. Obviously, his bye week. There was another week in there somewhere where it wasn't like a great score, but.
And so, Bobby, do you just want to read off your final roster to Tag so he knows exactly what it was so he can see how to improve on this next time?
So I went Lamar Jackson. I went Christian McCaffrey, Aaron Jones, Derrick Henry at running back. And if I could go back, I would get Austin Eckler instead of one of those running backs. I'm not sure which one. I'm going to do some research and try to get up to the 3,000 mark. I don't even know if that's possible.
Yeah, I think that's about where you can top out at, perhaps just over 3,000.
Tight end, Mark Andrews and Noah Fant, which actually didn't kill me, but I wish I would have had Waller. I'm taking Waller earlier next time. And then wide receiver, I already named all them. Kupp, DJ Moore, Cortland Sutton, Debo Samuel, AJ Brown, Devontae Parker, DJ Chark, and then defense I went Patriots and Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I really want to do this again now.
Me too.
Yeah. Well,
literally as soon as we get done with this podcast, I'm going to eat a pizza and do this again.
That's pretty much your standard day. Yes. Well, look, that's the beauty of it. You can do this a million times. You could research as much as you want. You can do it from every spot. Whatever you need to do to take down both Bobby and Tags in this draft so that you can be entered into the Amari Cooper helmet giveaway. So, guys, success. I'm very proud of you. Maybe Bobby, but seems like neither one of you cheated.
Be let down by me, Dan, please.
All right. I'm trying to be nice, Tags. I'm trying to be encouraging. But yes, your score is an embarrassment to yourself and to all of us here at Fantasy Bros. So, I mean, we can just.
I don't think it was bad, man. Like, if I had got a 2650 and Tags got a 2650, would you have told us we both sucked?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Sure. If I was being honest, yes. I mean, I legitimately, my first, I think, was probably either 20 in the low 27. So, 27.
Oh, okay.
27-20 for my first.
But you probably didn't miss on Waller. Waller wasn't taken in like the ninth round in your draft, was he?
I honestly don't remember. He's certainly, I've started moving him up my draft board a little bit in this thing as I got to future.
Because you have to remember, it's not just, I said his ADP was 205. It's not just ADP. It's against ECR as well. There were some experts
correct.
Who loved Darren Waller as a top 10 tight end. Tex and I liked him, but we
that's
weren't.
Why I went and took Lamar Jackson early, because I was right. Like, there were some experts that were really high on him. I didn't think that Waller, I mean, I know some guys liked him, but I didn't think anybody had him ranked as a top 12 tight end or anything.
Yeah, there were a couple in the industry who loved him.
You both took Jackson at the same time, which I think is about the right. I think at the 6-7 turn.
Well, if you miss him, you're kind of screwed.
I did that once. I said, I can wait another round, and somebody took him, and then you can't possibly have a really elite score without getting Jackson.
By the way, Dan's talking about how great this is, and it really is awesome. I can't wait to play it again, but it maybe sounded like we were trying to sell it. This is free, guys. Go out and have fun. Yeah. Like, invite your friends, see if any of them can beat you, and then talk trash when you whoop them by, what was it, 102 points tags?
Well, hold on a second. Don't at me. This is, no, you guys know exactly what's going on. You know the mistakes I made, and don't make the same ones, okay? I'm going to
do this
again.
Let's do it again, man.
I'm down to do it again, another podcast.
As soon as this is over, we'll do it again. It doesn't have to be on a podcast. Our second tries. See if you can beat me on your second try. We'll tweet about it.
Bobby's going to, Bobby and I are going to draft the same exact players. We just talked
about it. We are, man.
I mean, it really is. Most teams are going to wind up, most teams are going to have Devontae Parker on them, right? Most teams are going to have AJ Brown on them because we know what we're doing.
Crazy values. It's the middle rounds that are tough.
Yes, it really is. It really is. And again, if you really want to dig into this, it's a best ball format. So you've got to start researching the bye weeks. Lamar Jackson, as I said, I mean, that was the big thing with tags. Week 7 and week 8, he just got killed. Find guys who can get really late who are going to fill in on those weeks, stuff like that. But again, we are not joking. You guys do this once, you're going to be completely addicted to it. It's a ton of fun. Again, and it takes 10 minutes to do. We were talking through it, but the guys could have made some of their picks much faster. So it really is something takes 10 to 15 minutes and you can do it a million times if you want. Again, do not forget, after you do it, tweet at us at Fantasy Pros, use the hashtag Perfect Draft and give us your score. We want to see it. We want you to be entered into that contest to win the signed Amari Cooper helmet. We also want you to be entered into our other contest over at fantasypros.com/contest. Leave a review for the show on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. Send a screenshot of that review to contest@fantasypros.com. That'll get you entered into our contest for the signed Alvin Kamara helmet. All right, guys. This was a lot of fun. You enjoy yourself?
I've had more fun.
I understand. But the product itself during it, blast. I'm sure before you completely ruined your entire draft.
Well, if it
draft,
makes me want to do it again, it was fun. And I'm going to do it again. Yeah. It's happening.
I'll tell you, man, I haven't had more fun in the past month than when Tags missed out on Darren Waller and got... That was awesome. That was a great moment in my life.
Yeah. Well, I bet you'll have an even better moment in like 20 minutes when you go eat your entire pizza and do six more of
that's
these.
That's right.
Coming up to try to
get I got to finish an article too, which is also really fun. My whole life is fun, dude.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's show. It was a great time. Again, go ahead, check it out, fantasypros.com/perfectdraft. On behalf of me, on behalf of Mike Tagliere, on behalf of Bobby Sylvester, thanks for listening and enjoy your drafting.
I just wanted you to watch me dissolve slowly in a pool full of your love. I don't even know how the chemistry works when your pools are kicking in the dirt, kicking in the sand and stirring up trouble.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.